Easter. Chocolate bunnies, pastel, everything, the whole springtime vibe. But have you ever stopped and thought, really thought, about some of the stranger bits? Why a rabbit? Why eggs? It feels a little disconnected, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that feeling of disconnect is precisely what we're diving into today. Forget the sugary sweetness for a moment. We're going to sift through layers of old beliefs, some, well, rather unsettling folklore,
Unsettling,
to see if
okay.
we can unearth a more unexpected origin for these familiar traditions.
So you're saying there might be a story lurking behind the Easter bunny that's a bit less cuddly than we're used to. Have you come across anything suggesting these symbols weren't always so innocent?
Indeed. One particularly striking thread in European folklore, this is from the medieval period, it revolves around the belief that witches could shapeshift
Shapeshift? Into what?
into hares. Imagine that for a moment.
Witches turning into hares. Okay, that definitely throws a different light on things. What kind of fears were associated with these transformed hares? What did people think they could do?
Well, the hare in this context wasn't a benign creature, not at all. It was often seen as an agent of misfortune, kind of slipping into villages with ill intent.
Ill intent, like what?
Tales abound of these hares stealing milk, cursing crops,
Cursing crops. Wow.
and in some of the darker accounts, even causing death.
Death from a hare. So if you were living back then and saw a hare in your yard, it might not have been a charming wildlife encounter. It could have been cause for genuine concern, like real fear.
Precisely. There was even a specific omen tied to this.
Whoa.
If a hare was seen staring directly at a house during the spring months, it was believed to foretell a death
A death in that household.
before the autumn harvest, yes. A rather grim association for such a seemingly gentle animal, wouldn't you agree?
It really flips the script on our image of the Easter Bunny.
Totally.
Could this figure we now associate with springtime joy actually have roots in something so foreboding? Is it possible that the modern bunny is just a softened, sanitized version of this feared creature?
It's a fascinating possibility to consider, especially when you factor in the long-standing connection between rabbits and hares and fertility.
Ah, right.
Their rapid reproduction has made them symbols of abundance for centuries, you know?
Right, multiplying like rabbits, that saying. It's common for a reason. But how does that fertility aspect tie into the darker stuff we've been discussing? Could fertility itself have been viewed differently? Maybe not so positively.
Well, the nuance lies in how that ancient fertility symbolism might have been interpreted. Instead of solely representing, like, new life and gentle growth, it could have also been linked to the raw, untamed power of nature.
Untamed power.
Yeah, forces that weren't always seen as benevolent or easily controlled. Think primal instincts, the unpredictable cycles of life and death, that kind of thing.
Okay, that gives a completely different weight to the symbol. It's not just about cute baby animals and spring flowers. It's about powerful, maybe even dangerous forces driving those beginnings. And
Exactly.
what about the eggs? They're so central to Easter. Were they always these fun, hidden treats?
Well, the idea of eggs as simply gifts, especially, you know, chocolate ones hidden for a hunt, that's likely a more recent development. There's pretty compelling evidence, actually, suggesting they originally held a different, perhaps more significant purpose.
Not gifts, then. Okay, so what was their role?
One theory posits that eggs were originally offered, like deliberately placed out in natural settings, left out in the wild.
Offerings. Offerings for what, though? Who or what were people trying to appease?
That's where the older beliefs come back into play. These offerings might have been intended for what were perceived as potent, maybe capricious entities. Historical accounts sometimes vaguely refer to them as forest spirits or something older.
Forest spirits,
Yeah.
or something older, vague and a little creepy.
Right. It could have been a way to seek favor for the coming growing season, or maybe to ward off potential harm. So finding an egg wouldn't have been like, oh, cool, a treat. It might have been a sign of something else entirely, something active.
That's a world away from finding a plastic egg filled with jelly beans.
So, okay, let's bring back the bunny. Considering these potential origins, the witch hare folklore, the egg offerings, was the Easter bunny figure initially something meant to bring happiness, or could it have served a very different function, maybe even as a kind of warning?
Precisely. Imagine the shape-shifting hare potentially linked to malevolent forces,
Yeah.
and the eggs left as offerings to appease unseen entities. Could the figure that evolved into our Easter Bunny have started as a symbolic representation of those very things? Maybe a reminder of the need to respect, or perhaps even fear, the powers at play during this time of year?
Wow.
Yeah.
almost as if a deep-seated, maybe pagan apprehension has been, well, softened and transformed over time into the cheerful traditions we know today. How does a symbol potentially tied to witchcraft and ominous predictions become this beloved character for kids? It's a remarkable transformation, really. It truly is. And if we allow ourselves to speculate a bit, kind of drawing on that sense of the unexplained, consider this. Could the Easter Bunny's act of hiding eggs, could that have initially been symbolic?
Symbolic of what?
Maybe of concealing those offerings from malevolent forces, ensuring they reach their intended recipients, the spirits, undisturbed.
Huh. That's a fascinating interpretation. Like, the bunny was a kind of guardian of these offerings, making sure they got delivered properly.
Exactly. Or maybe another angle, if the hare was indeed associated with witchcraft.
Right.
Could the Easter egg hunt itself have evolved from ancient practices, maybe rituals intended to detect the presence of these forces, or perhaps even placate them? The discovery of an egg might have held a very different kind of significance back then. Not just finding it, but what it meant.
And what if the seemingly random appearance of eggs wasn't a fun game at all, but a sign, something to be interpreted,
yeah,
like a message, maybe good or bad, from these older entities, rather than just a playful gift from a bunny?
Precisely. The appearance of an egg in an unexpected place might have once carried a meaning that has been completely lost to us now. A subtle communication from those forest spirits or something older.
So when we celebrate Easter now, with all its, you know, lightheartedness and commercialism,
mm-hmm,
we might actually be participating in traditions that have incredibly deep and potentially much darker roots.
Mm.
Roots in ancient beliefs about witchcraft, ritual offerings, things like that.
That's really the core insight, isn't it? We've journeyed beneath the surface of this seemingly innocent holiday to uncover these potentially unsettling origins, suggesting a past where the symbols of Easter might have inspired apprehension, maybe even fear, rather than just joy.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it, what other seemingly harmless traditions might have similar shadowy histories hidden just beneath the surface?
Absolutely.
Has the original meaning been entirely forgotten or whitewashed? Or are there still faint echoes in the way we celebrate today, even if we don't recognize them?
And that's perhaps the most compelling question to take away from this deep dive. We've really only scratched the surface of a history that is likely far more complex and, frankly, more intriguing than we often realize.
Mm.
The cheerful veneer of Easter might just conceal a much older and perhaps much stranger story waiting to be fully uncovered.